We present Taxi, a week-by-week account of the trials and tribulations of a New York taxi driver.
Guys and broads, have you ever thought about your ancestors? Did you ever think to yourself, what was my great-grandfather? I can tell you what mine was. He was a handsome cab driver. Mind you, he wasn't all that handsome. No, you just got to look at me. But he was a good cab driver. Folks used to say to him, why did you become a cabbie? And he used to say, well, I always liked bumping into people. Now, if you was to ask me about Meutl's ancestors, I would say that Meutl's predecessors was the inventors of the phonograph. Yeah, they was vaccinated with a phonograph needle. And the family ain't stopped talking since. Yakety, yakety, yak. That is one of the reasons why I has not taken the long walk with Meutl yet. Can you imagine Meutl's mother when we is married? No, 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 don't tell me. My ear has been double already with Meutl. Never mind her mother. But I is diversifying. The McGiver I want to tell you about tonight concerns ancestry. It all started down on the rank 1 a.m. I is running over a few figures, if you knows what I means. And Kowalski is reading the latest true romance in pictures, Mutiny on the Bounty.
Gee, Chuck, this is fantastic.
Gee, Red, you is so right. Oh, boy.
Chuck, how can they behave like that?
Very simple, Red. They decide that the only way to attract the opposite sex is to show a leg.
That's what this guy Bly is always saying. Show a leg. And this fella Christian keeps saying, say, the man is tired. They can't go on like this.
Oh, boy, I hope I get a fare soon because I can't go much longer like this.
Gee, Chuck, they was tough in them days. Have a care, Mr. Christian, otherwise I will have your keel hauled. Watch it, Mr. Edwards, I'll have you clapped in irons. Just keep your eyes peeled.
What do you think I'm doing, Big Shot? Oh, boy, my eyes is not only peeled, they is right down to the pit. Just look at them gams.
There you are, you see, Chuck Edwards. Here am I trying to educate your mind on the classics, and all you can think about is girls' legs.
Can you suggest something better?
Well, first of all, no.
Okay, genius. You study true romance in pictures, me. I'll study the broad's legs.
You know something, Chuck? I comes from an old seafaring family.
Huh?
My great-grandfather was Conrad Kowalski, admiral of the Polish fleet. My grandfather was Cassius Kowalski, captain of the fleet.
Yeah? And your father?
He was shop steward of the Garbage Collectors Union.
Oh, boy, big deal. Okay, so where does this seafaring kid come in?
Don't you see, Chuck? Why did they christen me Christian? Because we comes from a long line of mariners. You know, I am very partial to marinated herrings, and I's very fond of fish and chips.
That's got nothing to do with it.
Ah, but why did they call me Christian? Because I is probably a direct descendant of the original Fletcher Christian. Split the main bridge, Mr. Edwards. Port your helm to starboard. Otherwise, I'll clip you in irons.
Now, look, you is Captain Kowalski, officer commanding Cap 21. The nearest you'll get to the sea is taking a fare to the Staten Island Ferry.
Okay, Mr. Clever Dick Edwards. One of these days, I'm going to show you that we Kowalskis can rise to the occasion when there comes an emergency at sea. Hoist the mainsail, all hands on deck, and
Calling Cap 18, Chuck, honey.
Hey, she called me honey. Something must be wrong. Hello, Moido Sugar. This is your one and only Chuck speaking. What's on your mind?
Chuck, has you forgotten what day this is?
What day is that, knucklehead? No, honey. I hasn't forgot.
Well, it can't be Thursday, because that's the day I changed my socks. And it can't be Friday, because we hasn't been paid today.
Well?
I got it. Today is Saturday, because we's having corned beef and cabbage for lunch.
Well?
Yeah, honey, today is Saturday.
And what does that piece of erudition signify?
Huh?
What does it mean, stupid?
Oh, it means we is having corned beef and cabbage today.
Yeah, I might have known it. Well, for your information, Chuck Edwards, it means I have a half day today. I does not have to wake after 12:30, and you promised to take me out somewhere. I suppose you've forgotten already.
No, 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 sugar. Of course I haven't. No, no. No, as a matter of fact, I was going to surprise you.
Yeah? Last time you surprised me, you said we was going to have soft light, sweet music, and dinner under the stars, and what happened?
Carry on, my little shipmate. This is interesting.
We finished up in Central Park with hamburgers, listening to my transistor.
Gee, shipmate, how cheap a skate can you get?
You can say that again.
Gee, shipmate, how cheap.
All right, already, cool it, will you? Now look, my little honey, I has not forgotten. Hey, honey, how would you like a nice lunch with the sea breezes blowing through your hair? The soft sweat of the ocean gently rocking you to sleep while you lounges lazily with a drink in your hand, huh?
Gee, Chuck, that sounds swell. Oh, that's wonderful. I can hardly wait.
Okay, honey bunch. I'll pick you up around 12:30. Bye, sugar.
Okay, Chuck, and you tell shipmate Kowalski this is one time he does not come with us. He's waking this afternoon. So he can put that in his bosun's pipe and smoke it. We've got him a ball. Oh,
Hey, wait a minute, Rockefeller. How's you gonna work all that?
All what?
All them sea breezes and the soft swell of the ocean and the drink lounging lazily in the hand?
It's easy, knucklehead. I am gonna take Myrtle for a trip on the Staten Island Ferry. Okay, honey, here you are. Hop in. All set for the sea breezes.
Oh. Oh, Chuck, this is so romantic. Where's we going?
Aha, that's a secret, sugar. Just you wait till you get there.
Oh, Chuck, I always knew you wasn't a cheapskate at heart. Deep down inside you, there is a generous streak of generosity.
Honey. Now, while we're on that subject, could you see your way clear to advancing me a small loan, say, $5?
Why, sure, Chuck. You know you had only to ask.
Oh, boy, that was an easy touch.
Huh?
I said, honey, no way sleazy and no going Dutch.
Oh, Chuck, you're so kind and considerate.
I think nothing of it, honey. Okay, here we are.
Oh, Chuck, I'm so excited. Wait a minute. Hold it. Where's at the ferry boat station? What do you think you's doing? The ferry boat, indeed. Chuck Edwards, you is cheapskating me again.
Oh, but listen,
don't
honey.
You butt me, Edwards. I might have known it. Sea breezes. Such swirly ocean. You've done it again. My mother warned me about you. She said I was wasting my time with you. She said to me, you is going to go today. Ever said I done got no good bum. I should have taken her advice.
You see, guys and boys, you can't win. In all good faith, there was I all ready to take my broad for a trip on the ferry with hot dogs and beer. And all of a sudden, it ain't good enough for her. How about that? With tears in my eyes, I appeals to you. Anyways, I manages to smooth her down and we gets onto the ferry. But in the meanwhile, Genius is down on the rank waiting for a fare.
Blow the man down, sailor, blow the man down. Hey, ho, blow the man down. Okay, Captain Kowalski, stand by to repel boarders.
Cabby, take me to Fireball Station right away.
Okay, shipmate. Glad to have you aboard. Oh, my money, you should leave. It's better than 8 push-hours, and if they come your way, you better get down to the forecastle.
But, well, you forgot to see Sandy Jazz and take me to the battery. I want to catch a ferry in a hurry.
Aye, aye, sir. Mr. Kowalski, port your helm to starboard 90 degrees. Aye, aye, sir.
Well, watch it. I want to get there in one piece.
Okay, shipmate, shiver me timbers. Battery, here we come.
Anyways, what's with this sea talk, Jazz?
Shipmate, you is traveling with Christian Kowalski, a direct descendant of Fletcher Christian, seafarer, mutineer. Hey, watch it. Where'd you think you're going, you landlubber? How about that? Stupid, you couldn't steer a rowboat.
You ain't kidding, are you? You really is a seafaring man.
Yeah, why, I've driven everything from four masters to bumboats. They don't call me Christian the bum for nothing. Lower the mainsails, we're going to the left. Aye, aye, sir.
You know, something you interest me. I has the beginnings of an idea. Do you know who you was traveling with?
No, shipmate.
Well, I is Pretty Boy Snowgoals.
Yeah? Well, I is Christian Hey, did you say Snoogles?
Yeah.
I know, Shoe. You was wanted by the cops.
Dead right, Buster. And this persuader in my hand is going to go off very easy if you don't behave, shipmate. Okay?
Yeah, sure. I'll behave like I wasn't here. In fact, I wish I wasn't here. Boy.
Okay, Buster. Now listen. When we get to the battery, you and me is going to walk up on that gangplank like we was two pals. And you make one false move, you is a gunner. Because this little pop gun is going to be in my pocket and pointing right at you. So watch it, Admiral.
Gee, I got promotion already.
Now look, Michael, honey, all
don't
I did
you,
was...
Don't you, Michael, honey, me, you miser. What a cheapskate you turned out to be. I should have listened to my mother. She told me what you was.
Yeah? What? No, don't answer that.
I will not answer on account of I is a lady.
Oh, yeah? And your mother wasn't, huh?
That's right. Go on, insult my mother. That's all I expect from a crumb bum like you. Why, I wasted all these years with you. I'm no good scrounging, time-wasting, double-crossing schmo. I does not know. My mother said, Michael, she said, that Edwards is going to give you a hard time all your life, she said.
No.
If I was you, I'd get whipped before it's too late. And I wish I'd just
Oh, now, Michael, sugar, don't cry. Look, I tell you what. Let's go get a couple of beers, huh? What do you say? Michael Honeybunch, will you stop crying for the love of Pete?
You promised me, say, Brady.
Okay, so you got him.
You promised me to stop smelling the ocean.
Well, that you got, too.
You said we was going to have a nice lunch.
Okay, let's get a couple of hot dogs.
And I was going to allow you to drink in my hand.
Okay, so let's go get a couple of beers.
So here we are, back to square one again. All right, Chuck Edwards. I will admit that you have fulfilled your promise to the letter, however mean and miserly that may be. But I tell you one thing. If Kowalski so much as comes within 2 miles of this ferry boat, you and me is finished, ovis, cadovis, finito.
Hey, you forgot something.
Oh, yeah. And a soldier's farewell.
Ah, that's more like my mood. Now, come on, honey, give me a smile, huh?
Well.
That's it, sweetie pie. Now, come on. Your old Chuck ain't such a bad guy after all, is he?
Well.
Now, he's okay, huh? Okay, come on. Let's go get a couple of beers.
Well, all right.
That's it. That's my honey. Hey, Michael, you remember your promise to lend me $5?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Here we are.
Ah, gee, thanks, sugar. Okay, here we go. Nothing is too good for my fiancée. We is not going to have the local beer. We's going to have genuine imported beer.
Oh, Chuck, you is so generous at heart. Oh, no. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Look.
Hi, Michael. Hi, Chuck.
What is you doing here, Kowalski?
Well, you see, Michael,
Go on, Admiral. Tell him.
Well, you see, I was bringing this guy to the battery when he gives me a promotion from Captain Admiral.
What are you talking about?
So then he says, we is two long-lost pals, and I's got to come with him for a ride on the ferry. So I say...
All right, cool it, Jack. I'll take it from here.
Hey, you was pretty boy Snoogles, the hoodlum.
You got it, Shorty, and this gun in my pocket is very agitated. Now, Admiral, you and me and your two dumb pals here is going to take a walk up to the bridge, and we're going to take over this boat, and you, Admiral, is going to drive this heap of river junk to Mulligan's Wharf, okay?
Hey, Red, you can't steer a boat.
I know. What are we
going
to do?
Okay, so move it. Get going.
You know what, lame brain?
No, what?
Here's another nice mess you got me into. You know, Kowalski should never be let loose on his own. There was Myrtle and me, after settling our differences, getting all ready to enjoy 40 minutes on the ferry boat, when along comes Lame Brain with a hoodlum, who wants him to take the boat to Mulligan's Wharf because this hoodlum is running from the cops. Now, when you comes to think of it, taking over a ferry boat is not a difficult job. On account of all you has to do is to go to the wheelhouse, dispose of the guy there, and shout, cast off and all that jazz, and you was away. Which is precisely what Pretty Boy Snoogles had in mind. So there we was, all of us walking up to the wheelhouse with a gun getting very hot and clammy in Pretty Boy's pocket.
Okay, you guys, in you go.
Well, welcome aboard. It's nice to see some folks who are interested in seeing how my ferry boat works.
I'll explain. You see, Captain, my good friend Christian Kowalski here is a seafaring man from way back.
Yeah.
And he'd very much like you to put him wise as to how everything works.
Yeah, that will be a pleasure. Now, where shall we start?
Okay, Admiral, make with the questions.
Yeah. What did you do if you wanted to turn left or right?
Why, you use the helm. Here. This way for port?
Oh, yeah, that way for port. Which way for beer?
You are a great comic, yeah?
I would hardly say that.
Yeah, you can say that again.
Shut up, you two.
Now, what did you do when you want to engage your voice?
Well, of course, all you do is use the telegraph.
Don't you mean telegram?
you will be the death of me.
Many a true void.
Now, how do you put the brakes on? You know, stop it?
The brakes are simple. All you do is like this. You see? Slow, dead slow, and stop.
Gee, it's easy. We mariners soon becomes accustomed to strange craft.
Here we go again.
George, you got all the information?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, just a moment, Captain.
Yeah, there is something you want?
No, there's something you was gonna get. Okay, Admiral, get this heap on the road.
Quite obviously, you is a landlubber of the first land. You mean, in nautical parlance, get this heap on the river?
Never mind what I mean. Get going.
Okay, but I gotta have a first mate and a cabin stewardess.
What for?
To delegate my commands to, stupid.
Watch it. Who you calling stupid?
My first mate here, Mr. Edwards.
Huh? I suppose I is the cabin stewardess.
Gee, Michael, you catch on quick.
Okay, so you got a crew. Now, get going.
Okay. Chuck, what is the first thing?
I don't know. I suppose, cast off and all that jazz.
Oh, yeah. Okay, cast off and all that jazz. Now what, Mr. Mate?
Well, you have to engage gear.
Yeah, but there ain't no clutch or gear shift.
The telegraph, you numbskull.
What's your language, you fuddy, your captain, Mr. Edwards? I'll have your keelhole.
Never mind that, and I use a telegram.
Sure, okay.
Gee, Chuck, where's Morbid? Where's Morbid?
Second Lieutenant Smedley, would you kindly confine your remarks to the stewardess's quarters?
Is you talking to me, knucklehead?
Look, leave him alone, Harry. Look, he's actually enjoying it.
Ahoy there! All hands on deck. Batten down your hatches.
Hatches?
Mr. Edwards, any more insubordination from you, and you is cashiered. I will send you to the Sparrow's Nest.
You means Crow's Nest.
Sparrow's Crows. Who cares off the voids anyway? What's the time, Lieutenant Smedley?
A quarter after two.
No wonder the Navy today has no idea. You mean it is 16 bells after the first Mickey Mouse watch?
You means dog watch.
No, I wears a Mickey Mouse watch. Look, see it?
Look, will you stop the double talk and get this heap of junk on the way to Mulligan's Wharf?
And I will not tolerate interference from the passengers aboard my ship.
How about that?
That is better. Now port your helm 10 degrees.
Hey, who was you talking to?
I is giving instructions to the helmsman.
And who is the helmsman?
Yeah, that is no doubt why we is going around in small cycles.
If you don't get this barge on the way...
Okay, Mr. Edwards, take the helm.
Every time I open my big mouth...
Full speed, astern.
Hey, why is we going backwards?
Because I knows where I's going. I want to see where I's come from.
Yeah, old boy. At this rate, we shall end up in the Bahamas.
Okay, Edwards, left hand down a bit. Hoist the mansel.
Mansel top.
Midshipman Smedley?
Y'all, I's demoted already.
Midshipman Smedley, take a look back at her.
Does you mean forward?
I do. Anyway, take a look. I can't see what's going on.
Neither can I. Hey! It's got very foggy. I can't see nothing.
That's all we need. Okay, Admiral, if you don't get me to Mulligan's Wharf, you was going to end up in the East River with your two pals for company.
Have no fear. Kowalski's here.
That's what I'm afraid of.
All we have to do is use the radar. Mr. Edwards, give me the Aztec.
You means Aztec.
Aztec, Mastic. Tell me what's going on.
For your information, able Seaman Kowalski, there is no radar and no Aztec.
Oh, well, we shall just have to feel our way.
Oh, boy, I can't stand much more of this.
Watch it, we're getting too close.
Edwards, would you like to the light?
Ahoy now! Identify! This is Fortescue, master of the Princess Priscilla, out of Southampton, bound for New York. Identify!
Go on, Werbrain, say something.
Ahoy there! This is Kowalski, master of the Brooklyn Bell, out of the battery, bound for Mulligan's Wharf.
Good heavens. Did you hear that, Carruthers? The fellow must be out of his mind. Never did trust those Yankees.
Oh, yeah? Well, you lie, Miss Gagolin.
Watch it, Red.
Thank you, Mr. Mate. Lieutenant Commander Smedley.
Gee, us back in favor again.
Would you kindly go to the galley and bring us some victuals?
So what?
Bring us three hot dogs.
Why didn't you say so in the first place? Okay.
Smedley, you was forgetting.
Yeah, oh, sorry. Aye, sir. If I can find my way to the galley in this fog. How about that? Colin Kowalski, sir.
One thing I will not tolerate is insubordination.
Never mind that. When did we get into Mulligan's Wharf?
Well, according to my calculations,
and
taking into account the bad visibility,
and
remembering the prevailing wind,
and
having to rely on my inexperienced helmsman, Edwards, I don't know.
Look, Buster, I is desperate. This is the last time. Get me to Mulligan's Wharf or you as a dead duck.
Okay, okay, just one thing.
What?
Show me your ferry boat ticket.
That does it, Admiral.
Here we are. 300 dollars. Plenty of mustard.
Gee, thanks, Moito.
Yeah, now here we are. Now you take this one, Chuck.
Okay, honey.
Now there's yours, Rad.
Thanks. I mean, thanks, Wing Commander.
Gee, Air Force, yeah. Here, Mr. Snuggles. You take this one.
Oh, thank you, Bailey.
Oh, you can call me Michael.
Hey, watch it, Michael. Don't forget who he is.
Never mind, Seaman Type Class Edwards. I has forgotten who you is.
This is great. Oh, boy. Miss Smedley, you sure is a first-class stewardess. I never...
Okay, Reggie, quick! Come on, get us back to the Bowery.
Huh?
Come on, genius, it's out cold. Drive this boat back to the Bowery.
Well, I can. I don't know where we is.
Ha-ha, genius Kowalski, the great navigator's lost. Team Wigel, how come Snoobles is out?
Easy. While you two was busy trying to work out a scheme, I just spiked his hot dog with penne votre homme.
With what?
Penne votre homme. That's French. My perfume. It means grab your man.
Ah, you certainly got your man. Okay, Kowalski, get this boat back to the Battery. Anyways, the fog's getting better.
Right, Mr. Edward. Curse your plot.
Huh?
I mean, plot your course.
Look, I know nothing about that. The only courses I know is race courses.
Oh, well, I suppose it's Kowalski to the rescue again. Full speed sideways.
What kind of command is that?
You know a better one?
Yeah, no.
Perhaps you will leave the navigation to me in future, Private Second Class Smedley.
So now I'm in the army.
Hey, the fog's lifting. Look, we're near the battery again. We must have been going round in circles.
You see, I told you I was a seafaring man. I know very well.
Shut up.
Okay, okay.
All right then, Bunny and Brain. Now take her gently into the dock.
Easy. All hands on deck. Hatten down the batches, haul in the reefer, and our periscope.
How about that? We is moving into the dock.
You see, I told you I was a seafaring man.
Shut up!
Okay, you guys. Which one of you is Playboy Struggles, huh?
There you are, officer.
Oh.
That's the one with the hot dog stuck in his mouth.
Yeah, well, who's the other one lying there, huh?
Oh, that's the captain of the ferry.
What? And then who's been in charge of this here boat?
Well, you see, officers, like this, I don't wish to boast, but I come from a long line of seafaring men.
Uh-huh.
And I...
Shut up! Look, guys and broads, if that Kowalski fell into a pond, he'd come up smelling the violets. How about that? A guy who knows nothing about sailing manages to take a ferry boat round and round in the fog and brings it straight back to the dock, all safe and sound. Yeah. It so happened there was a reward for Pretty Boy Snoogles, which came in very handy for the time I took Boydell on a real sea cruise. Yeah, you see... Ah, but that's another story.
Taxi is written and produced by Joe Stewartson, directed by David Gooden. George Carellin plays Chuck Edwards, Red is Tony Jay, and Myrtle is played by Pat Saunders.